up to me. And I was, what, 26, 27 at the time, 28 maybe, I forget exactly. And he asked me for a cigarette, and he said, "Oh, Leon, you get an extra cigarette?" And I said, "Yeah, Pops, hold on." I went into my cell, grabbed the cigarette, came out, gave him the cigarette. And as he was walking away, I kind of had my first God moment or moment of clarity, but I did not know what it was at the time. But what I seen was God showed me that that would be me in 40 years, in 50 years, if I didn't change my life. And for some odd reason, that scared the shit out of me. You know, when I went through the rad unit, I was labeled an addict, you know, so I had to go to treatment. And they had a treatment program called Cashbox in Wyava, which is a minimum security facility. And it was 12-month program to 18-month program. You can kill two birds with one stone, right? You're doing time and you're getting help. Sounds good to me, you know. So I went, I was actually over my minimum. I was, the prison system was so backed up at the time. I was over my minimum and I was still in Halava. And I was putting in requests for go to Texas or Oklahoma. And I was like hearing like, oh, they get TVs in their cell. They're doing all kind of good stuff. And over here in Halava, we locked down 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? And soon as I started putting in requests for move, I got transferred to Wyava. And I got transferred to Wyava, and I started the program. And something happened along the way. You know, I don't know what was, but something happened. And I had my parole hearing coming up, and I was in the program maybe about 6 or 7 months, I think so. And they was going to release me. I know they was, because I was like 1 year over my minimum. And I asked them if I could speak before they said anything, and they said, "Yes, Mr. Leon, you may speak." And I said, "If you guys send me home now, I won't come back. I need to finish the program." And that was the greatest investment, 7 month investment of my life. It saved my life, you know. And I didn't know it at the time. The words that came out of my mouth wasn't from me, you know, because who don't like go home? You know what I mean? I just did, and some guys, I don't know about you guys, but some guys in prison, I do 5 years standing on my head. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That mentality is just insane. You know, I used to miss 10 o'clock at night going into my ice box and eating a bowl of cereal. I used to miss going into the ice box and eating one peanut butter jelly sandwich or making me on grilled cheese and being able to stuck my toes on the sand and in the grass, you know, and all these little things in life that I took for granted for so long, that was the kind of things that I thought about, you know, and it's crazy how in a different season my perspective continuously changes because I continue to take action towards my recovery. You know, what I think about today or how I feel today or where I'm at today necessarily might not be there next week. I might be in a totally different spot, and I might share something that might contradict something I say today. And you know what? That's okay. Because I might be in a totally different spiritual place. I might be in a totally unspiritual place, right? Because I cannot predict what's going to happen next week, although I thought I could before. You know what I mean? And it's just been so amazing to be able to meet so many people like you people. You know, like the lady said last night too, and there's been some amazing speakers here. And thank you to the committee and everybody in service that made this convention possible. I don't know about you guys, but I miss this. Fuck, I miss this. You know, it's so filling and you know, before I would be like, oh, we just had convention. I don't need to go meeting like a couple days now. You know what I mean? I stay full. I won't wait till my cup empty. You know? And that's not the case, right? That's not the case anymore. It's like I suit up and show up to meetings today not to fill my cup, right? To pretty much show that the program worked. You know, if and this is just for me and nobody need to agree or disagree, and this is just my perspective on it. At 24 years of sobriety, if I go into meetings to fill my cup by doing something wrong,